Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Respiratory tract infections are among the most common reasons for antibiotic prescriptions. In both kids and adults, reducing overuse of antibiotic treatment for these infections is a global health priority. There are a lot of global health priorities, but this is one of them. An estimated somewhere between 30 and 50% of these prescriptions are unnecessary and inappropriate. And even when indicated, antibiotic choice often exceeds the recommended duration of treatment. We often use these antibiotics in lower respiratory tract infections because we have difficulty distinguishing between what might be a viral etiology and a bacterial etiology. Still, a substantial fraction of these lower respiratory infections are viral and therefore do not require treatment with antibiotics. However, in both kids and adults, clinical signs and symptoms of bacterial and viral respiratory tract infections are really quite similar, and it's really hard to distinguish between one or the other based exclusively on clinical features. Lab testing, such as cultures, can certainly be helpful, but at least where I work, the results take days to obtain, and in many cases, they come back with no clearly identified pathogen, which leaves you sort of scratching your head. So what do we know about the empiric use of broad-spectrum antibiotics like amoxicillin in these infections? You found a poem. It was published in Lancet in 2021. It begins on page 1417. If anybody wants to read along, it attempts to answer the clinical question, is amoxicillin beneficial for children aged 6 months to 12 years who present with a lower respiratory tract infection that is not thought to be pneumonia? Mark, amoxicillin, yes or no?
Yeah, this is from Dr. Paul Little was the lead author on this. And I know Paul and Nick Francis and Beth Stewart, the other leads on this study. They do great work. In fact, Dr. Little won the Morris Wood Award from the North American Primary Care Research Group this year. And I was privileged to give his introduction at that meeting. And so they've been doing great work for many years. So this is another one of their studies. In fact, he coined the term medicalization around use of antibiotics for respiratory infections, which we just talked about a couple of weeks ago. So these researchers identified 432 kids aged 6 months to 12 years. They came into their GP in the UK with a lower respiratory tract infection for less than 3 weeks. They had no clinical signs suspicious for pneumonia, but they did have signs that localized it to the chest, shortness of breath or sputum production or pain. The kids were randomized to get either amoxicillin, 50 milligrams per kilogram per day, in 3 divided doses, or placebo. It's a pretty hefty dose. So for a 33-pound child, that's 250 TID. So that's a pretty sizable dose. Nasal swabs were taken to look for common pathogens, and the parents kept symptom diaries for up to a month or until the kids felt better. The median age, I should say, was 3 years. Just over half were boys. Only 28% had gotten a flu vaccine in the previous year. They had complete follow-up data for 73% of patients, and they filled in the gaps and imputed missing data where possible. The main outcome was a duration of a moderately bad or worse respiratory symptoms and was the same between groups. About 5 to 6 days was the duration of symptoms. Hazard ratio for a longer duration was not statistically significant. There were also no differences in secondary outcomes like the need for hospitalization, which was rare, coming back with newer worsening symptoms. So those sort of bounce backs, symptom severity, or the duration of the symptoms. No differences between groups in adverse events either. Amoxicillin is the recommended drug in the UK for this, in this dose for kids. If an antibiotic is chosen for a lower respiratory infection, the only 2 patients in the placebo group and 5 in the antibiotic group had atypical pathogens like chlamydia pneumonia, mycoplasma, pertussis, strep pyogenes, or fusobacterium. Those would not be expected to respond to amoxicillin, but it was, again, quite uncommon to see those pathogens. a high dose. So bottom line, a high dose of amoxicillin, 50 milligrams per kilograms per day in three divided doses, didn't improve any outcomes for kids who didn't have pneumonia as the cause of the lower respiratory infection.
Interesting. So it does seem as though the recommendation is not to provide these antibiotics unless there's a smoking gun, that there really is a relatively high suspicion of bacteria.
The physician's overall clinical impression is actually pretty good. That's probably the best test of whether someone has pneumonia short of getting chest imaging, which isn't recommended for kids in the evaluation of a lower respiratory infection, unless they're severely ill or you're planning to hospitalize them.
Again, it does remind us that all these years of training and years of experience, it may not be quantifiable, but it does give you a sort of a gestalt, right, about which kids are worrisome and are sick and which kids you can watch. And it doesn't mean to send them home and say goodbye. It just means send them home and see how they're doing in 24 or 48 hours.
Good advice.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you in a week.
All right. We'll see you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.